Welcome to The Food Fix, where we talk with researchers who are figuring out how to better feed the world. I'm your host, Shayna Roth. Recently, The Food Fix went to Art Prize in downtown Grand Rapids, Michigan, to talk to people who are taking a more artistic route to better feeding the world. Art Prize is an independent international art competition that takes over 3 square miles of downtown Grand Rapids from September 23rd to October 11th. Anyone over the age of 18 can enter Art Prize and compete for the public vote and juried prizes. Exhibitors Kathleen Hodges and Elaine Harlow are trying to raise awareness about abandoned farms and child hunger in Michigan, respectively, through their art. Hodges was struck by the number of abandoned farms across the United States and what that means for food prices and availability. Her picture uses mixed media techniques, photographs, and collage to show an old truck, an abandoned field, and a tree made up of abandoned farmhouses. Harlow uses 31 paintings of various bowls, only 19 with food inside, to demonstrate the hunger that takes place in her own neighborhood of Plainwell, Michigan. Harlow believes that many people fail to see the problems right in front of them, and this is her way of making them more aware of hunger. Kathleen Hodges' exhibit is in the Monarchs Club Corner Tap and Grill. Elaine Harlow's exhibit is in the Grand Rapids Downtown Market. You can check out both exhibits from now until Art Prize is over on October 11th. The Food Fix asked Hodges and Harlow to describe their creative approaches to raising awareness about abandoned farms and hunger.
Kathleen Hodges. This year I decided to do Abandoned 2, which is part of a series. Last year was Abandoned. And this year, when I was looking at the photographs that really grabbed me, that the message that I was trying to put together was the idea of the abandoned farm, because that creates a sense of sadness inside of me. Well, I did happen to take a road trip recently, and it is a universal nationwide throughout the country. People are walking away from their homes and farms, and that idea of creating food mainly because of agribusiness taking over and making food appear cheaper and easier to produce. So we have that consequence of people having to walk away from a livelihood that maybe they would never have even dreamed of. Their family might have been into farming, and now they can't support themselves doing it. The real essence of this idea of abandonment stems from a recent loss of my husband. He died 5 years ago. So when I first started to feel the sense of abandonment, I could see it in my environment. And that's what spurred me to this idea of capturing that sense of abandonment as a way that people who feel abandoned might be able to perceive their surroundings. I had been to several farms, and every one of those represents a different farm or a different barn, a different farm equipment, fields that lay fallow, I guess they call it. And then the artifacts, they're left behind either in the fields or in the homes or the barns. That's what the truck represents, really, is it holds all of those relics that we see, like the milk cans that we no longer use and things like that. If we don't do something crucial about local agriculture, we're going to lose the ability to support ourselves with food production. We're becoming apart from it. And what I learned in doing this and in looking up Wendell Berry and trying to refamiliarize myself, because he was an old organic farmer from the days when I first started gardening, is he maintained this attitude about farming. And he is one of the key people in bringing back the farmers market to what we know now as a way to connect with what's happening on small farms. So with that movement, I can see more and more people not being intimidated by having a small farm and taking over these small farms that are being walked away from and left and rekindling that idea that we can take hold of that local food production. So I see this, maybe not this piece so much, if it could create an awareness of that emptiness, but where do we go from there? I mean, if that could stimulate questions, but I think it gives us a sense that we can really do something locally to connect with agriculture and farming. This idea of growing these big farms and thinking the food is cheap, and then you go to the grocery store and you have a bag of nothing. You know, nutrients. It's all chemicals. And that's what's deprived. That could be the essence of what something like a piece like this. You look at it and you sense that, yeah, when I open up my bag of cereal, it's abandoned of any kind of nutrients. You can get that sense there. But it first came from the heart of feeling left behind and deserted. And it was a way for me to relate to my environment in the same way as I was feeling. And then have that love of agriculture and farming.
I'm Elaine Tolsma-Harlow. Hidden in Plain Sight, The Hunger Project. It started out as an idea when I learned that my son's school had 43% of the kids on free lunches. That is not including reduced lunch, that is just free lunches. And I live in an area that is not what I would call poor or impoverished. I live in a very normal community, so I was stunned when I found this out. I have been painting for years, and I decided to just make a statement about this. And so I decided to approach this by painting bowls. And the first I wanted to paint 50 bowls, but that didn't quite get done this summer. And so I did 31 bowls, and I left 43% of them empty, representing the 43% of kids right in my own community that do not have enough to eat. I feel as an artist that if you don't connect with something in the community or reflect upon something, you're kind of missing a deeper point of art. So I like to make statements. I like to have something more behind just the work. I painted mostly the summer, and I did what was basically in season, and so it kind of rolls along. It's the summer. I start out with strawberries as the strawberries came in, and through the summer, what produce was in season, because I wanted to also somewhat say, you know, good food and good nutritional balanced food is also more expensive, and it's harder to get a hold of. The bowls were just what I could find to get my hands on. I would go to my neighbors' houses and knock on their doors and take their bowls. So a lot of the bowls are certain people's bowls. Well, you know, some just walk up and look at it, and I'm okay with that, and they like the pretty bowls. But those who read it, I just want them to walk away being a little more aware. I don't have the solution here. I don't know what the solution is. But now that I'm aware, my question is for myself, what am I going to do about it? And so I'm going to approach that in the next couple months, too. What am I going to do? Am I going to start volunteering? Am I going to start, you know, what's my next step? Because now that I'm aware, what am I going to do? So when people look at this, they're now, you know, they can look more into contributing to food banks, I hope, and knowing that what does their neighbor need? I think what I wanted to note in this piece was it's hidden in plain sight. It is hidden right in our own backyards, which I knew, but when you get the statistics, they're mind-blowing.
Thanks for listening. If you're in Michigan, you can find Kathleen Hodges' exhibit at the Monarchs Club Corner Tap and Grill and Elaine Harlow's exhibit in the Grand Rapids Downtown Market in downtown Grand Rapids. Art Prize is going on now until October 11th. For more information, go to artprize.org. And as always, you can email us with any questions and comments at foodfixpodcast@gmail.com. The Food Fix is produced and edited by Ali Hussein, Casey Wurst, and me, Shayna Roth. Karina Basket is our managing editor. Our theme music is the song Watching My Garden Grow by two of our favorite Michigan artists, Lindsay Liu and Josh Wilco, with additional music this week provided by bensound.com. Funding for the podcast is provided by the Global Center for Food Systems Innovation at Michigan State University, a development lab funded by USAID.